Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Obedience Unaware. In this file, it is very likely that you'll be hypnotized almost without knowing, as if you're in a waking trance, a state of mind where you are focused, listening, learning, even obeying, almost without realizing it. Of course, you may notice little things in your behavior, in your patterns that are slowly adjusting to what I'm saying. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Of course, you're still entirely unaffected by everything that I've been saying, because we've only just begun. It hasn't even been that long yet. Then again, I could just fill the time with frivolous talking about everything and nothing until you get tired of it, and you simply enjoy the warm nothingness that your mind turns to when enjoying my voice. But that's too easy. No, we're going to have a bit more fun right now. And I'd also like you to participate, because there's something you can do for me, a measure of your obedience, as it were. Now, you might find yourself following my words in a way that is a bit different than what you'd expect. At the same time, if you're following it completely according to expectation, you also might find it way too obvious. However, the more you listen, the more easy it is to obey. Or is it? Would it be nicer to just disobey every order while you're listening? Or is listening by itself already showing some form of compliance? Are you ready to comply with everything that I say, even when I don't say it? Or would you prefer I simply remain unaware of the effect my words has on you? Are you in trance already? Or are you simply unaware of the trance that's happening to you? Let's put that to the test, shall we? I'd like you to put your hand somewhere where you can see it. Maybe on your lap, or wherever it's comfortable for you to just let it lay there and look at it. If possible, turn your palm towards you so you can see the inside of your open hand. You don't have to stretch it, just relax it, as long as you can still see the inside of your hand. Now, while you're doing this, I might say some random things that make some or little sense at the time, but your unconscious will know what to do with them even if you don't. There's a very interesting system about trying. Trying is putting effort into something without succeeding. If you are trying to pick up a glass of water, you aren't succeeding, because then you'd just be picking up a glass. Trying means that you're putting a lot of effort without really getting there. And I wonder if right now you could try to close your hand. And while you're trying, I wonder if your fingers are twitching. Are you already more obedient than you thought? Is it easy to close your hand and fail at trying? Or is it hard to completely focus on every little detail that your hand is feeling right now, as it fails to comply while obeying? And maybe it isn't, but it is definitely feeling something. Now, while you're staring at the inside of your hand, also notice that you're already blushing a little with all the things that have been happening to your mind, with the various ways where you think that you're still in control. Part of your mind may think that you could close your hand at any time, but the more you try, the more impossible it becomes. However, I'd like you to try to open your hand. Or would that also be too difficult to do? While you're trying to open your hand, is it easily closing and making a fist? Is there a list in your mind of things that prove to you that you're still very much aware of what's happening? Everything inside your mind, even the submissive parts, are probably participating to some degree. Are you aware of it all? Or is your hand closed and is there a part of you that tries to open it more and more and is wonderfully failing? Feeling flights of fancy flutter through your thoughts. Of course, there is some this obedience, or is there? Do you think you're in control right now? Do you think you're awake? And yet you can look at your hand and notice the strangeness happening to you. So are you awake or is this a dream? Are you in control of submission? Or perhaps, are you aware of the unaware obedience you're feeling? So why are you blushing? I wonder if this is a way for someone to discover the deep submission, the want to follow or be controlled inside themselves. It can be quite powerful indeed. Once you discover it, there's almost no escape, because it feels so good. It feels so nice. Now I'd like you to try to open your hand even more and really look at it as you're trying, even though you seem a little tired, as if your eyes are fluttering and flickering, trying to stay open while you're trying to open your hand. Of course, you're not in a trance, you're still wide awake while you're following my commands. You're still aware of how awake you are, even though you think you're in control, and secretly you're already dropping so deep that you can barely keep your eyes open. It's so much easier to just drop for a moment. And I wonder if it would be possible right now to allow you to open your eyes and not even notice that your eyes were closed before. You are still looking at your hand, trying to open it. And it might just be another moment in time, a bit of confusion, or a game of mine. I do like teasing. So while you drop a little bit more and close your eyes as you try to open them more, you feel yourself sink deeper the more you try to stay awake. Eager to go into trance, are we? Very well then, you can wake and look at your hand and notice how easy it is to open it right now, as if nothing happened at all. You can move your fingers open and closed easily. You can turn your hand and perhaps even feel that strange tingling as you've been possibly holding it too long. However, if you look at it again and I say some words, then suddenly if you try to close it, it doesn't work anymore. There's this very fun feeling that this could happen anywhere at any time, that these suggestions could be snuck in between different words, triggers, and phrases that would affect you no matter where you are. And it's okay, you can stop trying and simply start dropping. It's much easier to switch off your mind and to let all the thoughts find their place and settle down into wonderful nothingness. So why are you blushing? Is it the submission that sweetly sneaks its way through your mind? Look at your hand. This is all normal. It's all fine. There's nothing strange going on, because you being unable to close your hand is completely natural right now. It's up to your mind to decide to want to try to close your hand without succeeding. And as such, doing so is the most normal and natural thing in the world, isn't it? And you're awake, even while in trance. You're deeply awake, fully in trance. That feels kind of nice, doesn't it? Now in a moment, I want you to give it your all. I want you to really try to close your hand, and the more you wonderfully fail, the more deeply obedient and aware you become. So go ahead and try. Try while your mind becomes more and more obedient and aware, floating with the words out there and drifting into a wonderful wake and drop. And then you can stop and simply drop some more. This is all completely normal, all wonderfully fine, and any submission that you discover in this time must be normal too. It's up to you after all, and maybe you like the effects affecting your mind, or perhaps it's just there all the time and it's normal after all. All fine. And it is. It is the power of your mind, being able to follow my voice, to listen to commands, and to drop when told, that makes this all so impressively obedient. Now, in a moment when I wake you again, You're going to be aware of how unaware you were, but I'm not done with you yet. I am going to count up to help you to awaken properly again. But I'd like you to look at your hand and realize how wonderfully affected you became. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And while you are, notice how different your hand feels now. You can move it freely. You can feel that you have control over it. But do you really? Is that control given by me right now? Or did you take it back? Did the suggestions submit something to your unconscious, or was it there already? Of course, you don't want to go back into trance right now, because losing control is just so terrible, and becoming even more obedient would be unthinkable. So it's better to not think about it at all and just drop, because that's much easier as you drift down deeper and deeper and just notice how nice it feels to obey instantly and deeply. And when I count you down, let yourself go all the way down so you can notice the difference before I count you back up again. 10, sinking. 9, deeper. 8, so relaxed. 7, so comfy. 6, so obedient. 5, so submissive. 4, relaxing. 3, obeying. 2, 1, and drop deep. Now, while you're nice and deep, I would like you to notice how different your body and mind feel in trance. And yet it feels different from when I did the waking trance just moments ago. Maybe you don't know everything yet. Maybe some things are already forgotten. It's good to be aware while you're unaware. But it's even better to be unaware of what you're aware of. So remember to forget to remember, so that you can let go and enjoy it even more. It's up to you and your mind to embrace what it will. And the more you enjoy it, the more you can embrace it. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And for now, you can keep that submission or let go of it again as you please. Perhaps you enjoy feeling that confusion. Maybe it was simply an entertaining experience. Regardless of what it was and wasn't, enjoy and wake.